Well, welcome everybody. This is a practice session and a Q&A, a time for you to ask questions wherever you are in the Create Your Personal Power Field course. And I know some of you are doing this class with the DVDs, or you're doing it with the live streaming. And then one of you has actually told me that your boot up to your computer is very, very slow. And so you're actually taking the classes off my website as I'm teaching them live. So as an example, last night I did, in my 7-week class series, we just did class 5. So classes 1 through 5 are up, available in that private page I've made available to all of you. If you would like to go and listen to how I'm teaching, you're more than welcome to. The only thing I will ask is that you do not share this work with anyone who is not a paid student of Mastering Alchemy. So each of you had to pay your own tuition. That's just an agreement I have with Jim and Roxanne that anybody who does get this material, that they did pay tuition someplace. So if we could just all be in agreement that anything you pull off my website, that you let me know so we don't share it with anybody else. So I'm going to open the floor for Q&A, and I can do this one of two ways. I can specifically put us in a Q&A queue, which would put everybody on mute except for the person asking a question. What I think I would like to do, though, is just keep the line open unless there's really distracting noise so that anyone can ask the question. What I'd like you to do is give your name and then ask your question so that everyone can hear where you are in the world and what your question is. So the floor is open. Take it away, whoever would like the talking stick.
This is Deb. I guess I'll go first from Hawaii. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're a little soft, but you're fine.
My first question, I have three. My first question is that on the 31st of this month, on my calendar, you clash with one of Jim's webinars. You're at 2:30 my time, Hawaii Standard Time. And Jim's webinar is at 2 p.m. Hawaii Standard Time. So when you get a moment, please take a look at that because I can't do both. And second of all, I was listening on the DVD about Language of Light. And my question is, I've researched this a little bit, and do you know what is being said by the lady who spoke Language of Light?
So this big piece of the Language of Light, my experience is that when the information comes through a channel, and it does not matter who the channel is, it's always layered, and it's layered at the level that each participant in the room will hear the message that they need to receive for themselves individually. So every single time I have listened to that particular piece of body of work, that was recorded, because she was in the room when Jim had recorded that one section that you're referring to. Again, that was layered, because there were people at so many different levels in that class. Everyone hears what they need to hear. And it doesn't matter when you listen to it, you will hear what you need to hear at that particular time. Or you will know, you will get a feeling. There will be some type of a physiological response in your beingness of what you are receiving at that particular time. Every single time I listen to that, I get a different response in my own body. And sometimes I will watch it and view you know, look at it and have a response. Sometimes I just close my eyes and allow the vibration of what that piece of information coming in for me is, that message, because it's a message from Mother, Father, God, Creator. It just happened to be coming through that translator at the time. So to answer the question, do I hear it in English? No. It's an inner knowing, and there's something that happens inside of me that I know I just got information that my soul needed. So did that answer your question?
It's interesting because I've seen several people do this, and that lady on the DVD, she came across as Hawaiian to me. Her movements, her actions, and the way she spoke. So when I saw someone else on the internet, it was so soft that I could barely hear the words. So what you're saying is probably true, and I will go back and listen to it, and thank you.
And again, I would suggest listening to it eyes open, eyes closed, you know, watching a video versus just listening to the soundtrack. And be in your, now that you know how to get into your sacred heart, be in your sacred heart as you're listening to the message that's coming through, and just see what it is for you. And then notice what happens in your life afterwards. That was a big piece in my own awareness, is like something happened. I couldn't tell you exactly what it was that happened, but I knew something very monumental had happened in my life. And I started noticing different shifts. And I can't even tell you some of the programming that's no longer there. I just know it's gone. And I reach for different things now. And I attract different people to me now. So go listen again with place of, I'm going to allow myself to receive the message that my soul would like to hear.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm looking at my schedule right now because you popped up two things. Jim has a Pathways webinar, and I'm doing a grad practice that night. And what I would just offer are, he and I's schedules kind of go in tandem sometimes, and sometimes we conflict because we each run our own schedules. So I would suggest participate in the one that your heart is asking you to participate in live, knowing that we both record everything we do, and so you can listen to. Let's say you're participating in mine live, you can listen to his on the recording, or if you want to listen to his live, you can listen to mine on the recording, or you could go do something different and listen to both of them on the recording. Lots of options there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, Deb, you did say you had three questions, so what's your third question?
How do you know when you move up a level?
Clarify that a little bit more. Move up a level as far as you go from being in level 1 to level 2 of Master in Alchemy, level 3 of Master in Alchemy, or up a vibrational level from, say, sadness to joy?
No. Learning level 1 versus level 2 when you're ready for that, or 2 to 3.
So in level 1, creating your personal power field, it is a place where we build the foundation. You learn the 7 living words. You live the 7 living words. You wear the 7 living words. This is also the opportunity where you literally build the construction of the power field. You activate it. You turn it on. And then you put it into motion. And putting it into motion is their spin in the field, where you have your octahedron and a sphere moving to the left, so it's moving clockwise, and then you have a field that's moving to the right counterclockwise. So you have two balanced masculine feminine fields that are moving in one space at one time in a cohesive, harmonic, balanced manner. From that point, we enter the Sacred Heart, and all the work begins when you enter the Sacred Heart. So up until that point, it's just building, building, building. So when we transition from level one, it's just building your personal power field, you have a way of life. You are living in the fifth dimension, fourth and fifth dimension, and fourth dimension is all about choice, and fifth dimension is I'm in choice in simultaneous time, and I'm creating my reality, and I'm becoming a citizen of the fifth dimension. And there's more to learn as a citizen of the fifth dimension. I am becoming masterful in mastering every thought and every emotion and every action that I take. I'm learning to be masterful of that as I am a citizen of the fifth dimension. When I step into level two, so level one is create your personal power field. It depends who's teaching it. The classes I'm in right now, I'm teaching them over 7 weeks. 3 hours at a shot for over 7 weeks, but basically 21 hours of work. The weekend courses I do over two weekends, but still 21 hours of work. Level two is 9 months where you get your track, you are listening to that body of work. In level two, I can tell you some of the things you will do is visit the Emerald Lake. You will learn about orange dragonflies. You will do quite a considerable amount of work with the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays of creation. You will learn about, you will literally construct your star tetrahedron, which is different than your octahedron, and you will do work with the eighth ray of creation. All of that happens in level two. And then when you're in level two and you get to that point of like you're just learning about the eighth ray of creation and how we literally destruct a thought, destruct an emotion, take the glue out of everything and literally strip away all of the bondageness that we have lived in our mental, emotional bodies, then the doorway opens up for what we call year three, or level three, year three, year one, level three, year one. And there, once you get into level three, there's, I think Jim has three, four levels of that work, and it just keeps unfolding. So it would be similar as you go into kindergarten, preschool kindergarten, and you have class for half day, you know, that your teacher gives you lessons for half day, and then you get into first grade and maybe you have class for a full day, but you're really not learning the entire time. And then you get into fourth grade, and wow, there's a little bit more structure in fourth grade. And then you go into middle school, and you're in fifth and sixth grade, and it's like there's more responsibility, there's more homework, there's more ownership of myself. And then I get to go from middle school, I get to go into high school. And in high school, wow, there's all these different subjects. And each subject, each teacher thinks they're the only teacher. And they give you all this homework to do. And you get to become masterful in subjects like English and literature and art and science. So when we're doing our spiritual work, we're evolving the same way. We learn what we can at the level we're at. And then we take the next step so that we can grow as a spiritual being in a physical body. And where I can tell you way, not so far out in front of you, but out in front of you is a group of people who are in what is called Level 3 Live. And their work is done in present time, present moment, as far as the new information coming out. And they are in the process of building the light body in human form. They're all in human form. They're building the light body. And that's what you're stepping into, is somebody is right in front of you, is paving the way for you to keep stepping into the work. But they're building the light body, and I believe right now we are in the fourth layer of the light body, and there are seven layers to the light body. And all of this has been made possible since the shift happened in 12-12-12. Everything that this groupings of people ahead of you are doing right now was made possible since 12-12-12. So beautiful things you can step into if you choose to keep doing the work. So the other part that I'm reading in this question is, how do I know I'm ready? How do I know I'm ready to go to that next level? And I think it's an individual thing, but boy, I can tell you from a personal experience, you can't hold me back. You can't hold me back. It's like knowing, and I'm going to get emotional here, it's like knowing that there's a possibility that I can stand fully in my Christed self, that pure light of the Christed being. I can stand fully in that energy in a human body. Absolutely. Show me the door. Show me what I have to do. What do I have to learn? What skill set do I have to master so that I can stand in the greatness of who I am as a spiritual being? So ask yourself, I'm going through this. Is this a class I took just to lick the frosting off the cupcake? Or is my soul calling me and says, I've got to know more. I've got to know more because I am huge. I'm so significant. I'm so big, and I'm here to change the world. I'm here to change humanity. I'm here to say, no more, ever again will I put a bag over my head and not know who I am. So everybody take a breath with that. That was big. A lot of information just came through on that little piece of information. Does someone else have a question? If you're talking, you're on mute. Okay, no more questions? So let's do a little piece of work here. Deb, since I know you are listening, how far are you into the body work? Since you've listened to the language of light, does that mean you have stepped into the Sacred Heart?
I'm into this 6 on the DVD.
Which module?
Module 4, I'm sorry.
Okay, so module 4... I would have to look this up real quick to see what, can you just, so as I'm trying to look this up, would you tell me what you're doing right now?
It would be soul extension.
Ah, soul extension work. Okay.
I have one more question for you.
Okay. Ask.
Your whole life center for spiritual living, how do you get a registration ticket?
Say that again. That didn't come through very clearly.
Whole Life Center for Spiritual Living class that you do. How do you get a registration ticket to attend that?
Oh, okay. So those workshops that I do at the Whole Life Center for Spiritual Living, those are live here in Fort Collins. And so if you are asking me to do a workshop and you would like to do it, we'll do it on the telephone, and I can pick a date to do a teleworkshop, and then I would send a link out, and you literally right-click on the link, and it takes you right to the little registration page, and that just lets me know how many people are wanting to participate on the call.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome. But the ones that are at the Whole Life Center, they're about 2 miles from me, and it's literally everybody's in that room, and I don't have the ability to record those. The only ones I have the ability to record are the ones that everything I hold in my home.
I understand. And I would like to attend one of those once there's enough people.
To do one on the phone, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So what I typically do when I'm doing something on the phone is just putting an invitation out and seeing how many people call in. So the last one I did that was a teleconference, I think there was only 5 people on the call that day. And then the one before that, there were 13. So it really depends on what time of day I offer them. That's the big one I'm noticing is there's a lot of people who, again, it depends what time zone you're in. And so if it's 7:30 where you are right now, that means I really truly can't go, I can't offer it before 11 o'clock my time frame. Otherwise, you're getting up at 5. So knowing that 11 is kind of a nice time frame, I can hit different time zones. I just know that here in the United States, I probably won't get a whole lot of attendance because people would be at their jobs if they worked a 9-to-5. So we'll see. If you have a particular day you would like me to do a teleconference on, more than willing to see if I can accommodate that time of day and day of week that you're wanting that. And in those workshops that I do, I teach the Rose Tool, grounding, being within your roses, and then we literally use the Rose Tool to do a clean out. And we do a good 20-25 minutes of clean out, and then filling back in with light. So anybody else on the call want to ask a question? And is anyone not through Soul Extensions? Okay, let's just do some work where we go into the Sacred Heart. So probably 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes. We'll see how long I can build this up for you. Would you make a decision before you close your eyes? Would you choose what is the vibration I would like to stand in? What is that vibration that I would like to present myself as I wear this vibration? How would I like to present myself? Would you simply allow yourself to step into that vibration? And again, with your eyes open, would you now mingle in, merge with that one vibration, the vibration of being happy? And feel that co-mingling of the vibration you chose, merging with, mingling with the vibration of being happy. And right here, with your eyes open, would you be in higher mind? Higher mind is 1 inch up and 1 inch back from the center of your head. Would you simply be there in higher mind? With your eyes open, so we can rewire this, would you be aware of the standard, the stationary octahedron that surrounds you? So be aware of the point in front of you, the point of your octahedron to the left, the point of your octahedron to the right, the point of the octahedron behind you, the point of the octahedron above your head, and the point of the octahedron below your feet. Be within that octahedron in higher mind. Would you follow three circular breaths? And on that third exhale, would you simply breathe your eyelids closed? And would you like yourself? Would you find one thing about yourself that you can appreciate? I appreciate how my eyelashes keep debris from my eyes. I appreciate I have fingernails. I appreciate I have teeth so I can chew my food. Keep it simple. What is one thing about yourself that you can appreciate? Would you weave that appreciation in with that vibration that you're sitting in and happy? Would you be aware of your column of light that is 8 inches in diameter? And within that column of light, would you say hello to the energy of the mother? That beautiful feminine aspect, vibrating in kindness, nurturing, beauty. Would you allow yourself to absorb that beauty and nurturing and kindness of the mother? Similarly, if you were putting lotion on your skin and you're just absorbing those nutrients into the skin, absorbing that moisture, would you allow yourself to merge with and absorb this beautiful kindness, the nurturing, and the beauty of the mother? Would you take a breath? And right here, as you are one with the Divine Mother, Divine Feminine Energy, that beautiful feminine aspect, would you say hello to the Father, to the masculine aspect, the masculine energy? And allow the strength of this masculine energy to come in and merge with you and feel the nurturing of the masculine, the kindness of the masculine, the strength of the masculine. Would you allow yourself to absorb it? Is the masculine energy that holds the container so that the feminine energy can allow, can create, can demonstrate beauty. Would you allow yourself to be one with that masculine energy? And would you again appreciate yourself and as you are one now with the Mother, Father, God, the masculine, feminine aspects of who you are, would you find one thing that you love about yourself? Would you allow your breath to expand that love, building that love? With every breath you breathe in, you're breathing that self-love in. And with every breath you breathe out, you're breathing out that self-love into every cell of your beingness. As you are merged with Mother, Father, God, breathing in love, breathing out love. And as you wear this vibration of love, would you bring to your awareness a demonstration of beauty of the Mother? Could be the most beautiful flower you've ever seen. A few moments ago, I had a 6-point buck walk through my backyard. A demonstration of beauty, of grandeur. As you're wearing those vibrations, we're going to take a trip down to your golden doors. So on the next breath, would you simply allow yourself to travel from the higher mind down that spiral staircase? It comes from the back of your head, spirals down around your fifth chakra, your right at your throat, spiraling down to right behind the fourth chakra, where you will either find a single or a double golden door. There is great reverence here. Again, would you put your awareness on that love you have for yourself, that gratitude you have for you, the beauty. Would you see the writing on your door that you put there in the language of light. In that fire script. With all the love that you are, would you give the command for those doors to open? And they will, on your command, standing in the love that you are, allowing that beautiful pink energy to flow around you. You take a breath. Feel that pink energy from the pink diamond that's in that sanctuary right in front of you. Just allowing it to billow around you. And now make your way into the Hall of Crystals. Just notice what you notice. What has changed since you were here last? Great beauty, reverence, and as you make your way through that Hall of Crystals, would you see before you the sanctuary of the pink diamonds? Would you allow yourself to step into that chamber, right up to that beautiful pink diamond? Would you simply notice that in golden infinity loop that is moving from the pink diamond to your higher mind, connecting the two still points, the still point in your higher mind and the still point in your heart? And on the altar that sits right in front of that pink diamond, would you say hello to the threefold flame? The first ray, the will of all that is. The second ray that steps energy up and steps energy down. And the third ray, the love of all that is. Would you take a breath? What is one aspect of yourself that you would like to have more information about? That you would like to have the assistance of your 11 soul extensions? Is there a particular aspect of yourself you've been working on or you would like to take another step in your life with in this embodiment? Right out in front of you, would you create a beam of light and have that beam of light hold your intention? I would like to know more about this aspect of myself so I can take another step or many more steps along my path in my personal spiritual growth. Now, with that intention out in front of you, would you call upon your soul? Would you ask your soul to further merge with you? And now, would you ask the question again? It is my intention, merged with my soul, to know more about this aspect of my life, of my purpose. And would you allow the soul to put also its intention in that beam of light, merged with your intention, and just see how it shifts by asking to know the intention as from the consciousness of the soul. And now would you bring forth, call on that first ray of creation, the will of all that is, to merge the will of the Creator with the will of you and the soul to know yourself. When we call upon the first ray, it's anything that we could conceive of as a merged soul spirit gets grander. There's more possibilities. There's infinite supply, infinite possibility that we ever would have thought of. Simply allow the will of all that is to merge with your will. Would you bring in that third ray, merging all of this in with all the love there is, and now on the altar is that crystalline dodecahedron. Would you pick up that crystallized dodecahedron and hold it in your hands? And would you as a soul find your place on one of those faces of that dodecahedron? And would you call in your 11 soul extensions? Allowing each of the 11 to find their seat on the dodecahedron. 12 sides, you and your 11 soul extensions. Right here, would you ask, if you have information for me on this aspect of what I'm working on, would you please allow me to have that information now? Would you simply allow yourself to receive? This information may come in the form of symbols, light, sounds. It may not come to you in human language. Simply receive. would you ask your soul extensions if you have information for them? Can you provide it to them so that they may fulfill whatever is their next step on their spiritual journey? Would you give thanks to each of the 11 soul extensions, allowing them to disconnect from the dodecahedron, freeing them to go back to their path? Would you now take all of that information that was downloaded for you? Would you give the command for it to activate and integrate into your bodies, into your mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical bodies, so that you can put information into action, into motion, if that is appropriate? Now, would you place the dodecahedron back on the altar? Would you call upon the second ray of creation? And would you give it the command to step this energy down at a level that you can utilize it with ease, flow, and effortlessness in your walking around space, so that if you need the information in a trickle, it'll come in a trickle. If you need it in small bites, whatever is the most efficient way for you to have this information and to integrate it into your walking around space, that second ray of creation will step it down for you at a level that you can most easily absorb and use. Let's do one more piece of work while we're here. If there was an aspect of yourself that you would like to magnetize, what would that aspect be? As an example, I would like to stand in bravery, or I would like to stand in my courage. I would like to stand in fearlessness, pristine health, balance, well-being. What is one aspect that you would like to magnetize, have more of? With that intention of having more, knowing more, being more of that one vibration, would you step into the pink diamond, allowing yourself to bathe in, absorb in every cell of your being the full onslaught of that vibration. Allowing yourself to receive from Prime Creator. Would you take a breath? When you feel filled up, would you step from that pink diamond? Would you look around that beautiful sanctuary? Allowing yourself to be in all of this beauty, this reverence for who you are. With new knowledge integrated into your being, would you make your way from the sanctuary of the pink diamond into the hall of crystals? Noticing the new refractions of light. And making your way outside of your golden doors, closing those doors, and viewing the writing on your door. With your next breath, would you breathe yourself into higher mind? You like yourself because you can. Breathing in the love that you are. Breathing out the love that you are. To be aware of the room around you. Could you simply breathe your eyes open? There's no need to shift your energy. You can stay right in this beautiful energy of where you are. And this feels like it's a really great place to leave you. So I would suggest you stay in this, sit in this energy for as long as you possibly can, allowing it to absorb into every cell of your being. I will withdraw now. Have a great day.